everybody. Welcome back to King. This is episode 87. 87 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. And this is a very, very special week, of course, because it is the holiday season,
it
Paul.
It is.
We're rapidly approaching Christmas. Have you got all your shopping done?
I have yet to buy a Festivus pole this year.
Really? So. Does that mean you haven't gotten my present?
I haven't. What? Well.
Well, you have 5 days.
5 days.
And counting.
Oh, I thought you were giving me a present.
No, so, this is your present. I allow you to be on.
Yeah, that's why they call it the present, because it's a gift.
That's right. It is a gift. You have big holiday plans? Family coming into town?
No,
Do you have any family? I have
parents and a sister. Yep. And that's about it. Yeah, I'm going back to Michigan to hang out with them.
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, tons of fun. And what are you doing for the holidays?
I've got a bunch of family coming in from all over the globe, really.
Are you going to green screen with them, too?
I mean, I do this at home. And I yell at them as loud. Hey, everybody, welcome to Laura's house. It's Christmas time. That's Christmas just like it was last year.
I like how she generally tones it down for Ping, but.
Anyway, wanted to make a quick comment to IRB Herb on the message boards, who said that he thought I would have a handbag dog. Like, he expected me to have, like, the toy chihuahua like Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that.
I have a tough dog. My dog will eat you.
Yeah.
My dog will rip your face off.
Oh, aside from the fact that it kind of limps when it walks because it got hit with
a... He has a good hip problem, but he's really tough than that. Let's start the show.
Okay. All right, well, as you can see, we're filming on location at Nordstrom's. So here
we
are.
This is actually my living room.
Oh, this is...
I do a fabulous job
decorating. Yeah, I like the fire. Mm-hmm. But you know what I like even more?
Than fire?
Yeah. I like... our partnership with Paramount that's releasing 10 awesome movie apps for Windows Phone 7.
Well, I like Windows Phone 7, so therefore I will listen to what you like, because otherwise I don't care.
Okay, yeah, I'm still stuck in the Stone Age with Windows Mobile 6-something.
So it's a Paramount app?
Yeah, so we just announced this partnership where we're having Silverlight enhanced movies coming to Windows Phone 7. I wouldn't doubt that they'll show up on hot apps someday.
You never know. I have some ins with the people who produce that show.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. But the first one that's being released is available now. It's called School of Rock Hot App. I don't know if it really has that last piece, but it's really cool because...
It's the old movie School of Rock. Jack Black.
Yeah. I don't know if that's old or new.
It's older.
What?
Like a few years.
2 years. That's not an old movie. It's not like
it's black and white. There's no film grain to it.
Though,
but
that would be a nice feature that they could add to this, so you could watch something in black and white and make
true.
It feel all nostalgic.
Or sepia.
But it's really cool that they have not only the movie as an app, which I thought is a pretty novel idea, but you get to have like extra layers and things you can put on top of it. For example, you can see like biographical information about who the actors are, and throughout the movie you can even have like seen it trivia pop up.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know if they have like your little
so
avatars
it's almost
that
like
get all
you get
excited.
The whole DVD bonus.
Yeah.
You know, like in like extra scenes and all that stuff in the app.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if it actually is the full overlap of the DVD content, but it's the same type of idea.
That's awesome.
And it's available on your phone. Like this is I think a pretty sweet way.
And now
to,
do you download the movies or do you stream them?
I'm not sure. The article didn't say. I would imagine you probably stream the content.
Nice.
But
yeah, that would be a lot to download. That would fill up your phone.
Yeah, I don't think it would fill up your phone. It'd probably be a gig or so.
I watch a lot of movies.
We'll talk about codec compression in a future segment.
We will. Stay tuned for that.
But this is the first of 10 movies that are going to be released with Paramount.
Nice.
And like one of the next ones that's coming, Zoolander.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
Zoolander, right?
That was La Tigra, and that was Blue Steel. You're,
I always
you're
mix
confusing
up
them.
Zoolander and Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Yeah, they're nothing alike at all. Like,
of course they are. They're practically the same.
I haven't seen the Zohan one.
So then what are you even talking about?
Because it can't
you
be.
You just like to argue.
I do.
It can't be. There can be no other like the Zoolander.
Yeah, they're. I always get... pointed the finger at when people say you just like arguing. I guess that could be true.
That could be true.
But
we're learning a lot
about
ourselves.
I'm agreeing there, which is not the point of this.
Okay. All right, you may or may not know, but I'm a big fan of P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah?
Puff Daddy.
Puff, but isn't he Sean Puffy Combs?
He is. He's got a new album coming out called Last Train to Paris. Pick it up. Album drop stores this week. Just kidding. Anyway, I'm also
JK.
A big fan of Microsoft Tag.
Yeah?
And we've talked about this a couple times.
You're it.
Yes, I am it. I don't know if you knew that. but I am it.
Yeah.
But we've talked about Microsoft Tag technology on our show before, where essentially you you can install an application to your smartphone and scan various barcode-looking type images, and then it, you know, directs you to further information about whatever.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool technology, and they've been pushing their recent campaign from many different angles. Like, even in like the Microsoft cafeterias on campus, like there's this big tag that you can go up and you can scan with your phone, and then it gets you like $2 off lunch.
Really?
Yeah. How nice is that?
In what cafeteria is this?
Yeah, and I think there's probably like some social experiment that they're doing so that it virally goes out, and now that Ping is going to talk about that in Cafe 43, you could scan and get $2 off, they're going to just be spending hundreds of dollars a day on
this. That's awesome. But anyway, P. Diddy is jumping on the Microsoft Tag technology, and they're starting a new promotion virally called 12 Days of Tag, where you scan various P. Diddy-looking barcodes, and you get exclusive content.
Yeah,
to his new album.
I think Diddy's always been on the verge and the cusp of like all these new marketing techniques.
Absolutely.
Like in the '90s, I'm pretty sure he promoted Godzilla by having tons of Magic Eye posters around the city. That's probably not factually accurate at all.
No, I don't really know what you're talking about.
But there are one thing I really like about the tag is that you can have like an image behind it, and then there's just like dots in front of it, so that you as a person can see what the image is.
Right, like, oh, that kind of looks like Puffy.
Yeah.
But it just reads the dots.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, actually, Jay-Z, get off your phone, we're talking.
Oh, I was just going to do a little demonstration.
You can.
Okay.
Jay-Z, I was going to say, did a lot of this really innovative advertising for his new book, Decoded. Where he's sort of hidden cryptic codes in various tweet messages and things like that. So I really think this is great. And apparently the hip-hop community is embracing this.
Yeah.
So they know what's what. I mean, you can get with this or you can get with that.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's see what happens when we just scan ourselves and what pops up. Okay, I think we got it.
Okay.
It's a Craigslist personal ad.
That's private. Next. All right, Paul, there is a new article on Forbes. Familiar with Forbes magazine?
Heard of it.
It's on Forbes.com. Asking the question and actually suggesting an answer, is Microsoft cool? And Elizabeth Wyke, W-O-Y-K-E, says yes, we are.
Yeah?
Yes, we are. And I have to say, with some of the recent turns of events and our products and obviously this show?
Oh, yeah. Clearly, this is pushing the cool factor.
Exactly. We are moving the bar towards cool. That Microsoft is, you know, making its way into what people could be considered a cool company.
Yeah.
We've got some really cool products out there.
Yeah. With the success of, like, our mainstream products, like Windows 7 and Office 2010, like, that's just, like, the fundamental, like,
that's
need.
That's not cool, though. That
gets us into a spot where people can be, like, happy and productive.
Right.
And then we release these cool things like Windows Phone 7, the Kinect.
Yep.
Like, all the Bing Map stuff with all the 3D visualizations. It's
absolutely.
We're actually getting into a pretty fun time.
And I've actually been speaking with a few of my friends, not Microsoft employees, who own the Zune HD, and the people who have it love it. So let's not forget about that product as well. I think people sometimes overlook it. But, yeah, I mean, I know our friend Max.
the
biggest cheerleader for the Zune. So it's really nice to see us sort of delving into that consumer space. I think also some of our ad campaigns that we've had lately have been pretty cool.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That one.
And don't forget, we also just released this thing called Neosaurs. That is... Oh, that could be a
next
segue. All right, Laura, you know how we're both just two incredibly hardcore gamers.
Yeah!
Well, Microsoft is releasing this new MMO RG...
It's an MMORPG, Paul. It's
RPG,
a massively
there
multiplayer
we go.
Online role-playing game.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Neosaurs.
Yes, it is.
Which
is free.
It is. It's free. It's in beta right now. It's version 0.9.7 or something like that. So it's almost a version 1. And you can go on there. It's really cool. You can just sign up with your Windows Live ID or your Facebook ID.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just start taking around like this little dinosaur looking thing and teaching it how to
Eat you can
stuff.
Go in. I didn't get too far into the game, but I created my own dinosaur. I customized it. I picked its color and its eyes and all this stuff and named it. And then I started battling things. You get some special moves, and the game obviously gets more in depth the further you play. But there, the cool thing about this, not only is it free and it's massively multiplayer online role playing game.
Does that mean like you get to eventually interact with other people playing this game?
Yeah, that's what massively multiplayer online.
I didn't make it that far. I just I saw Yara, who was pretty hot, and then I was like, okay, this game has merit.
That's right. but. Who's Yara?
She's one of the characters in the game. It's like a brother-sister combination teaching you how to, like, raise this dinosaur.
Her name didn't stick with me for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I tried looking up her profile online.
I'll bet you did.
I didn't get to her Maxim page, though.
Anyway, this sort of the pre-release, or whatever you want to call it, the beta version that's available now, it's sort of being not really promoted, not really publicized. And they're hoping to sort of do more of a viral campaign to get people going. So obviously, you know, people have been finding out about it in various ways, and now we are privileged enough to share this information with you, so you guys can feel free to go ahead and test it out.
It's going to go big now. Like,
now that the Ping audience knows about it.
Yeah, easily. There's going to be
blowing up the spot.
20,000 Niners across the world just going to be like, okay, here we go.
I know. So meet me online. My Neosaur's name is Thugsy Wugsy.
So is mine. No joke. All right, Laura, we are obviously in very much the streaming and video business here on Channel 9.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be excited to know Microsoft has brought H.264 codec technology into Firefox for Windows 7.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, how awesome is that? So,
we just did this now.
Yeah. Now I know you know what H.264 is, but let me just clear it up here with
for those at home
with the Niners. So,
yeah.
So there, the type of footage that we shoot here, we shoot in full 1080p, which just means that we have tons and tons, like gigabytes of data for every minute of footage. And in order to make that easily viewable for people across the world, you want to compress that data size down without really losing the quality. And there are different codecs that allow people to do that. So MPEG, the Apple codecs.
Okay.
But H.264 has been this industry standard that has gotten tons of both software and hardware support. So ranging from like consumer video cameras to high-end production studios, they're using this format as the best of the breed of having both the smallest size as well as the highest quality.
Oh, great.
And because this is a proprietary technology, it costs money to license that technology. So Apple has licensed it, Microsoft has licensed it, and put it into like native Windows 7, but it hasn't really been available for open source projects like Mozilla and Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
So what Microsoft is doing is like, you know what? A lot of our customers use Firefox, and we obviously want them to have a good experience on Windows. So we're going to make a plugin available for Firefox
says
you can download all of this H.264 content from the web without having to switch to another browser.
I know Firefox users are going to be thrilled about this.
Yeah, so Firefox users, they're going to love this. It's going to make the consumer users of Firefox not be like, why can't I watch this video on the web?
Sure.
And Firefox has their own open source technology. I think it was called like WebM or something. Yeah, WebM that they're also going to have as their native format. But this will be really great, especially for all the HTML5 sites that will be using these native H.264 things under the covers.
Sounds good, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, everybody, that's a wrap for our very special holiday season's episode of Ping. We want to wish you and yours a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas and a happy Hanukkah and a Kwanzaa and all of us and
the rest of us.
And anything else that you happen to be celebrating. So we'll be back after the new year, probably. And, stay safe on the roads.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter.
And follow us on Twitter.
That's the real holiday message.
At Elfoy.
At Paul Mess.